I love Joan Mitchell. She was so great. You know, I mean, she was like Jean Moreau. She just knew how to smoke a cigarette. And I know smoking is bad for you. I don't smoke personally, but, you know, there's something like a broad, like Bette Davis or these certain broads, they just know how to smoke a cigarette. And I know that we're not supposed to admire it, but it's just an aesthetic thing. But anyway, she was quite a cool-looking smoker. And the other thing, oh, anyway, sorry. So this is Joan talking. Hey, beautiful, just got your letter. Oh, for just a chance to love you, could I love you? Can't figure out whether I like the radio on or off. Je t'aime. God, you mean a lot to me. It's never been like this before in my life. I cleaned the studio, made the bed. I like it so much. The white palette things are sort of in the middle of the room. I can't paint against the wall like you had them. I'm using the paint off your palette. I feel so close to you. I'm still working on that black and green thing. So slow, and it's so big, and I started a couple little ones, and nothing much. I keep thinking we could live here together, but, well, I mustn't think at all. I drank a bottle of bourbon with Philip Gustin the other night, and we were talking about painting. We don't agree at all. But he was nice. He doesn't like Gorky or de Kooning. He likes Modrian and more intellectual or classic or whatever you call them things. I would like to paint a million black lines all crossing like Max Beckman. To hell with classicism. This is only momentary, beautiful, agony, and not in any garden. I'm drinking the beer you left me on the windowsill. And I'm kissing you. This I do all the time. How long will it be? I can understand you not being able to draw. It sounds impossible. I sometimes wonder how in the hell you painted 3 weeks ago. It's over that now. I counted weeks last fall and we were laughing. I hate Tuesdays now and the week start and end with it. I sat in the park this morning and you were with me and we talked about things that we had never mentioned and much we had and I held your hand. Could we make it over again in a different way? You know, there's a woman across the way who's always looking out the window. I'm sick of looking at her. I put all four lights over the curtains and I make coffee often. Well, I'll sleep now, maybe. Used to be so easy. Now the cot is filled with you. Save your drawing ideas. Someday we'll line a room with canvas and you'll have an enormous brush and lots of black and white and cadmium red, deep, and you'll paint them all at once, and I'll have my arms around you. Good night. I love you. Some of these letters preserve like little bits of history, things we've forgotten or, you know, have gone out of the public consciousness, but little bits of history and artists that, you know, were blooming or, you know, they were well known in their time and, again, sort of forgotten. But letters, one of the reasons I wanted to support the archive is letters are so beautiful. The paper, you know, the handwriting, the little sketches, the emotion. I mean, I know they can be burned, but they can't be deleted, so.